Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Generic Live Show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Merry Christmas, everyone, even though it's not actually Christmas, but my wall ornaments would beg a different story. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here on a Saturday. We're here on a Saturday with Dale Campbell. Chris Lohman, friend of the program and friend of mine, is here hanging out with me. Hello, Chris.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastically. You know, coffee's setting in. I'm confused on what day it is, but, you know.
Is it Monday yet?
Really? You want Monday to come already? I haven't even gotten over Friday yet. Mm. It's Saturday, though.
Get back to me when I finish my coffee.
It's the day. The coffee hasn't set in yet. Oh. There you go. No, thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are recording this on a... We've had a bit of a programming error in your favour. Please collect $200. We played Monopoly last night and which went on forever. But anyway, Chris won the game of Monopoly. But we're here, we're still delivering a Christmas filled episode filled with mistletoe. That's what I think. We are live in my lounge room, though. We're doing this live from my couch, which is a weird experience for me, because we've got a live studio audience in front of us too. Do we want to get the audience to clap for us? Let's hear from our live studio audience. They can.
Okay, excellent.
Play along.
Yes, live studio audience.
So we'll get to the live studio audience eventually at some point today.
I feel like it's very appropriate that you have me here at Christmas.
I did not think of that just until now.
We could have, like, put that in somewhere.
Yeah, we could. Oh. But we, from the Generic Live Show family to your family, we do hope, and it's still Christmas in America, apparently. Mm. So, you know, Merry Christmas. Today does mark the start of Kwanzaa, too, which is really, really exciting.
Nice.
Yes, so if you're into Kwanzaa, and what other Festivus holidays are happening? It's Boxing Day, so there's that.
Festivus is the new... Well, the old one, but it's the big one, isn't it?
The big one, yeah.
If you listen to Seinfeld, anyway.
There's also Giftmas, which that was yesterday. So,
and I would just like to wish everyone a satisfactory, capitalist, non-denominational wintertime gift-giving season.
Oh, well, there you go. You know, that covers all of it. That actually covers Hanukkah, too.
Although it's not really wintertime.
I failed to mention
here,
this season. Go on.
It's not really wintertime here, is it?
No. No, as we're sitting on the couch and it's like 31 degrees outside, so, yeah. You know, there's that. But, yeah, we had a good day here, actually, yesterday. We had Christmas lunch.
Mm.
We had food. It was good.
It was really nice. You made a hell of a turkey.
I did not make a hell of a turkey, please.
No, you did. It was good.
It was a nice turkey. I mean... I'm trying, because I've got the trip to America coming up in 2 weeks. Yeah, I just want to make turkey, just so you know. Turkey is
delicious.
But see, that was my first time, and we have other stories here. People, don't worry. You know, indulge us a little bit. We only get to do this once a year.
It's true.
Hang out on my couch and talk shit. Just swore on the air. 10:05. Noted. But anyway.
Hang on, there's a swear jar somewhere. I think it's in the bathroom.
It's in the... Okay, the bathroom story. Do we want to share the bathroom story? Alright, so...
I feel like we have to now, otherwise people will get the wrong idea.
I have a tip jar in my bathroom. No, it got mistaken for a tip jar. I have the petty cash for a social club at the university in my bathroom at the moment. I'm not going into that story. But I have it stored in my bathroom. It's literally... Because I have a half bathroom in there, it's kind of acts like a laundry. It's a half room. That's technically what it's called.
Nice.
It's called a half bathroom, which is strange because I nearly have just as many bathrooms as I do bedrooms. So, because I have 2 bedrooms and I have 1.5 bathrooms.
I wonder if they put that on the...
They did actually put that on the actual ad itself.
It's a 1.5.
1.5?
Nice.
Which is strange because I've seen that on car spaces as well.
Oh.
1.5 car spaces. Or a bike.
Only suitable for a child.
Or children driving cars. We'll get to that too. We got road laws that you didn't know about.
Oh yeah.
So funny. There you go. We got that in the lineup next hour. If memory serves me correctly.
Two people who don't drive talk about road rules.
Exactly. Live from my couch. But yeah, the tip jar... Yeah, not from a car at all. But the tip jar story, it's hilarious because it's petty cash. And there's... I wouldn't say there's a lot of money in there.
Oh, not after I took all of it.
Do I have to beat that? He didn't actually take it all.
I did leave some, yeah.
He did leave all of it. Trust me, I know. But yeah, my dad, I had my family over here as well, and my dad was the first one who used the bathroom out of the family members yesterday, apart from me, yesterday. And he's like, what's this little container sitting on top of this pile of stuff? It's like a little Chinese round cylinder container. He's like, is it a tip jar? I don't know whether I was meant to put coins in or... I'm quite impressed that people put notes in there as well. But it was hilarious.
It's like those toilet valets.
Toilet valet. Yes. I reckon in the future, they should have toilet valets for urinals. Please proceed to toilet number 4. Toilet 4 is available. I reckon that'd be a good idea, but...
It depends on how far they go. Like, are they holding it for you, or...?
Well, that girl seemed to enjoy that. But... I know. Okay, so...
Was very loud.
I'm producing the show. It was really loud.
Now I know why you got me to wear the headphones.
So I don't have to. Although I think I did pretty well with the lead in without any headphones at all. I think I got the cue.
Yes.
Not that I had to snuggle up to you at all to try and hear the cue in. But yeah, so that was good. I had the family over for dinner and it's my first year out of home too, so it seems really I think it went well.
It did, it definitely did.
I had a third party tell me how good of a job I did. Rather than me sitting here telling myself how good of a job I did.
Well, I mean, I can't exactly sit here and tell you did a terrible job, but you did do a good job.
There you go. So, we're starting to plan next year too. We've got some irons in the fire for next year. Yes. I think it's actually going to take more work than this year.
Well, I mean... We're planning on having more people, so...
This is true. There's going to be, well, hopefully more people.
That's true.
We're going to have the same people, I hope.
Hmm.
So, there you go. But hopefully more people as well. I don't really want to reveal the details of that yet, because it's kind of still in its early planning stages. And it is the 26th, and it's literally 365 days away. Because next year's a leap year. Yeah, next year is a leap year. We get the 29th of February. Which, what day does that land on? The 29th of February?
I reckon it's probably a Monday.
I reckon it's a Monday as
this
well.
This is my best guess.
That's your best guess. I think it lands on the 29th of February.
Yeah, I think you might be right
there. I think so too. As we continue, and because in this country we kind of have these figures... At the top of our country. And no, I'm not talking about my teddy bear Merry Christmas sign that I have hanging up on the wall that we're directly staring at.
Yes.
At the moment, which it is gorgeous.
It is very festive and blue.
And blue. It's nice and blue. But politicians, they're people too. Sure, they're people. But how do they... celebrate? Do they go over to their families for Christmas?
I don't know.
I
It's interesting.
I don't think so, but apparently...
Do they shed their human disguises and walk around in their lizard form?
although, okay, there's one thing. I think lizards celebrate Christmas. I mean, I had my dog over too.
You did?
He's not a lizard, but he's a dog. But he celebrated Christmas. He enjoyed his turkey banquet. Literally not fit for human consumption, unfortunately. Mm. Or fortunately.
Just like the turkey you cooked, I mean.
Oh, not fit for dog consumption?
Oh, human consumption.
Oh, human consumption. It was really, really well done.
It was really good.
Okay. But how did they? Apparently, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull rocked a street party.
Okay.
So, street parties are interesting to me, though.
It's a pretty simple concept as a street and a party.
Yeah, I mean, how much thought goes into it? And the photo we have is actually not... It's not in the street.
Okay.
It's in a town hall.
Oh, you're right.
Why? It's actually in a bar.
I haven't actually seen this article yet.
Actually, that's Bill Shorten in that photo. Wrong photo. Bill Shorten spent it at the... 20th Man Youth Fund annual kids Christmas party in Melbourne. He looks like he's enjoying those party size rolls a little bit too much, though. A little bit. Oh, he's handing it out, but realistically, yeah. Where did the rest of those go? We're looking at a photo. This is great for audio, though.
Have you ever seen Bill Shorten smile? Think about it.
I haven't, actually.
I don't know if he's physically capable of it.
I think... And I don't want to... We're going to get political later on in the hour, but I think... And a little bit later in the hour, yet I'm bringing this as the lead story. But I think... with the approval rating he has... Doesn't bring much of a smile to anyone.
I think approval rating might not be the right term. There's not much approval.
So, there you go. Well, hence the not many people thing. Not him smiling, anyway. Not many people liking him. Wouldn't make me smile. But apparently, the casually dressed Prime Minister joined in a choir of several carols.
That's a horrifying prospect.
Could you imagine the Prime Minister going, "Deck the halls with bells of holly"?
I'd rather not try.
You can now.
That. Yeah.
I wonder if what's his name? Midnight Oil lead man, Peter Garrett. I wonder if Peter Garrett's out Christmas caroling actually.
Well,
does he Christmas carol?
I don't know. He can't sing, so.
Oh, really? He just kind of beds are burning.
He just kind of does the whole. Beds
are burning. Yeah, stop singing. It makes me.
Oh, I won't be able to sleep now.
This is why you're wearing the headphones too.
This is why I need coffee.
Quote. There's more in the cupboard, and there's an ad break coming up. So you're welcome. There's no better example of love of following in the footsteps of Jesus and practicing love and helping people who are struggling and battling, the Prime Minister quoted by saying. Mr. Turnbull said Christmas was a beautiful time of year and implored Australians to share their love and luck with those less fortunate.
That's pretty respectable.
That's pretty respectable. Quote, it's a time to draw closer to our family and our dear friends, but also share our love with others. With strangers, with people we don't know, with people who are battling from whom is not the happy time of a time it is for most of us, he said.
Share our love with others.
Well.
So, Grindr?
Pretty much.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
Deck the halls, as the kids are saying. But, so... He at the party they had, get this, for a kids party. They had 50 hams, 100 kilos of prawns, 500 plum puddings. Hopefully not the plum puddings I had here.
Oh god.
Okay. Oh. We're going to be sharing Christmas stories all day long. So
that's my phone.
I was going to say, I hope the microphone's not unplugged. So I had these nougat plum puddings with coconut filling. They were amazing.
They were intense.
They were amazing. I finished mine.
I couldn't. That's saying something.
And they were 150 grams too.
Oh god.
Of pure nougat and coconut. Stop reminding me. Goodness, you're welcome. We're not running a soup kitchen here. It's about not being alone. I love the fact that Sydney Morning Herald had to put "not" in parentheses here. It's funny. He said
it's probably just a translation thing.
Probably it's just a translation thing. Although if the "not" wasn't there, things would have got awkward really, really quickly.
So who actually supplied the, you know, copious amount of food?
Not a particular supermarket that was known for running out of turkeys on Christmas Eve. And to give you a bit of a hint, because you know where I work, not the supermarket chain I work at.
Excellent.
Okay. Good. Just not the one that was notorious for running out of baby formula.
To be fair, that's not like anyone's fault.
Well, apart from China, but apart from that, yes. So we had customers coming in complaining about how, A, the turkeys at that other particular supermarket chain.
The only other major one in Australia.
The only other major one, well, apart from IGO.
The only other major commercial one in
Australia. Yeah. What was I thinking? Not only were they out of stock, they were more expensive than what we were. Mm-hmm. Which gave me a little bit of Christmas joy.
Tis the season.
Tis the season for that. Mr. Shorten was joined by... this is Mr. Shorten at the kids' Christmas party. What? It was a kids' Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's next on his list? A kids' birthday party? I mean, we're heading into a 2016 election here in this country as well. All the photos of people holding babies are coming up.
Oh, so excited for that.
Yeah, GLS baby coverage.
Can't wait to see dozens of photos of politicians realizing they have no idea what to do with kids.
Again.
Let's hold it as far away from me as possible and smile for the camera.
And of course, Bill Shorten had to make it all political on Christmas Day.
Yeah, of course.
Quote, if the Liberals want to fight about penalty rates, they're going to have to come through the Labour Party. But listen, that's politics. That's for next year. Which, okay, a little bit of a rant on that one. It's true, though. Because you think about it, I'm working, full disclaimer, I'm working this afternoon, being Saturday. I'm getting double time and a half for 9 hours. I didn't stand up at the Christmas table and say that. Here, kiddies, here's your sausage rolls, by the way. Vote for me because penalty rates.
Yeah, that's a little...
As we continue here on GLS, well, some people, you know, it's the season to trade gifts.
Hmm.
You know, you trade gifts to each other and, you know, people... We give each other gifts under the Christmas tree, but sometimes, you know, we trade gifts online.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people may be enjoying other people's gifts this Christmas time. Yeah. So we continue on GLS. It's 10:20. Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. thank you for joining us here on a Saturday. Can we just describe what just happened for the listener?
That music was excellent.
I should do a thumbs up too. Mm. This is Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell, Chris Lehman, friend of the program and friend of mine and yours as well by default. Chris, thank you for joining us.
It is my pleasure.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed the 8-bit Christmas. We are playing Rush Coil 8-bit Christmas. Merry Christmas to to everyone. I love that I have to look up at the Merry Christmas sign. Like it is.
Especially like a two-word prompter.
A two-word prompter. Cheers to Christmas. Even though it is Boxing Day here in Australia, Kwanzaa has officially started, so that's exciting. We have a live studio audience. Let's hear it from the live studio audience, shall we? Thank you, live studio audience. There's a chance that they can just shut up at any on demand. Just...
Oh, there.
We turned your microphone off. Sorry about that.
They're actually just clapping constantly. We only turn the mic on.
Whenever we want to, funnily enough, when we come back from break. Now, like I mentioned before, some people do exchange gifts with each other online, you know. Because you can't physically give a gift to someone, you trade gifts online.
Yep.
And the popular thing to do is to trade gifts on Steam.
Yeah, especially this time of year.
Yeah, because it is the season for it. So
it is the season for Steam sales, yes.
Fla la 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 la. Anyway, that's the second time today that I've said that reference. Even in the show, probably. So you actually brought this story to my attention earlier this morning.
Yes.
About how Steam is having some particular issues.
Yes. I believe at present, at time of recording, that it is all fixed-ish. Like, no, people are no longer having the issue. But this morning, people were experiencing some very interesting bugs.
Very, very interesting. Because you would expect... Now, I don't know much about the hardware side of servers and that sort of thing. But I would expect that a company like Valve and their Steam servers to have like more ramped up servers and that sort of thing on a busy period of time like Christmas Day.
Yeah. No, and that's probably one of the days of the year that they make the most money than the Black Friday sales. Hmm. But from what I can tell, we haven't actually got a proper post or any sort of acknowledgement by Valve themselves. Just a community moderator and, I believe, some other website or two. SteamDB, but they're not actually affiliated with Valve or anything.
No, they're basically an info blog source. Yeah, an info blog kind of accompaniment.
Yeah, anyway, all the information that's come out so far says that it's a caching problem, which is understandable. It's suggested that at some point somebody accidentally pushed through a configuration change for whatever caching software they're using on their servers, and may or may not have started caching pages which aren't usually so, like your account info page and things like that. And then people started accidentally getting the cached page for other people. So we're seeing people's private details. They'd be going to the Steam store, and you know, they might live in Australia and be seeing prices in euros and things like that.
Oh, no.
Because they're getting another person's... they're not actually technically logged in as another person, but they're seeing it as if they are, which is really weird.
It is strange. That is really strange. But so why... I still don't understand how. Is it like, is it just a configuration change gone wrong? Is it?
I think.
Is it a tidal wave? What?
Caching's main purpose is to prevent your main servers from frying, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Way. Okay.
And because this is such a busy time of year, it's theorized that someone went in and saw that. The I don't want to sound like, I actually know what I'm talking about here. The main servers that actually do the things are getting overloaded, or it's becoming they're getting quite a heavy load. So they ramped up the caching settings so it would do more, but then they didn't realize that would have negative side effects on it, and apparently
things. So just... what is exactly being exposed? Are people's credit card numbers being exposed?
Well,
what?
No.
Okay.
And again, it looks like from everything that we can see, it's no longer a problem. It's just been
It's being resolved.
Yeah, it's been resolved. But at the time, you were able to see people's contact details, so like their phone numbers. Some people saying the last four digits of their phone number, but most likely the entire phone number, their email address, and the possibly if you have your credit card details stored on Steam, the last four digits of your credit card number.
So, sorry, but can people like grab that information and like try and, because credit card numbers and probably not mobile phone numbers, even though they should be, but anyway, that's a different story for a different segment. But can they be decrypted, first of all? Second of all, can they be sold? Information be sold?
Oh,
if it wasn't resolved quickly,
I imagine there are nefarious places on the internet where such things can be sold and purchased, I don't believe that there was, from every bit of information that would be given, suggest there's no way that they could have actually accessed credit card details.
Okay.
It's not when you were given a cased page, it's not something you can actually interact with. You can click on links, sure, but you're only getting something which is SAC. You're not actually able to change anything or update anything. All you're actually given is
It's like a notepad version of
It's sort of like you went to... You opened the page and you went Control-S and you saved it. And you've saved a local copy and then you've opened it up.
Okay.
Or someone else has opened it up.
So are they... Are Steam themselves... Well, not Valve themselves, because they haven't released anything official.
Yeah.
But are there any actions that people should take to kind of
at the moment
avoid this?
Because it's only just in the last couple of minutes, or in the last half an hour, I believe, actually been resolved. Steam login went down for a little while and is now back up. It should be perfectly safe to log in. If you're concerned, you can
whip out the Game Boy.
It's true. If you're concerned, you could just not log in for a while.
Yeah.
It's not an unreasonable thing, but also log in soon, because otherwise you're going to miss all the sales. If you have a PayPal account and you're concerned about that, even though realistically there's not really much of a chance of anything nefarious happening there, you can log into PayPal and unlink it there.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a billion guides on the internet that tell you how to do that, but it's probably as simple as just going and finding the sorry, you're making hand signals.
I am making hand signals. We do have to go to break, but yeah, finish your point.
All right, finding the
finding the
place on the thing where you click on the thing and then remove
and do your stuff. Thank you. It does say,
still haven't finished my coffee.
It does say here that you can go onto PayPal and just go into your settings and do your pre-approved. That's what you were looking
for.
That's
what I was looking for, and it's on screen.
It's right here.
There we go.
It's okay. As we continue, and thank you for joining us live from my living room in my house. You probably heard the birds a little bit a while ago. Hopefully that it... I'm getting a phone call. That it is not a big issue, and if it starts raining, then we'll have to think of something.
Yeah.
As we continue, not that there's a big gaping hole in my roof or anything. As we continue here on GLS. What's that? on GLS. Thanks for joining us. As we continue, well, word is that labourers also might get a boost this Christmas. They might get a little bit of extra stuff. stuffed in the stuffed stocking. Ho 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 ho. As we continue, it's 10:33. Whatever the time of day, whatever the time of the night, we're here to serve you a big dose of genericness with your host, Dale Campbell. Thank you for joining us here on GLS as I slowly choke and die right before we come back from ads.
Good timing, excellent.
Yes, timing. Yes. Thanks for joining us here on a Saturday. Thank you for joining us. We are here live from my living room. It's exciting.
It's pretty.
It is exciting.
It's very room.
We're also singing, it is very room, Merry Christmas to everyone. I don't know what it is, but my voice is really worn out. Mm. So you know what my thought was? Also, Dale Campbell, Chris Lohman here, friend of mine, friend of yours.
He's
here.
How's it going? I don't know why I'm waving at the mic.
Because there's normally a webcam there.
Oh, okay.
But not in the Christmas tree. Just on the computer.
I gotcha.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why I'm pointing to the computer screen either. I'm on a podcast. You can point to the microphone. I can point to the computer screen. You can call me Al. Yes, Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa started today as well. Any other... I think Kwanzaa's a year for the holiday season then. Then we've got New Year's.
Yeah, there's New Year's and... Yeah. I got like a couple of days left in the year. That's scary.
Ooh, yes. It's a week today that I fly out to go to America.
Oh, that's right. Congratulations. Yes,
thank you. This time next week, I will be... I'll be nearly boarding. Flight leaves at 11:20 in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah, but nearly...
You'd be boarding about now.
Nearly boarding. It's scary stuff. My bags are still not packed. I mean, I'm really prepared.
So where are you heading up to first as a Perth?
I'm heading to...
Adelaide? Where's your...
Keep guessing. I like this. I like this guessing game.
Darwin.
Yes.
Sydney.
It's Sydney. I'm flying to Darwin, then I'm flying to Singapore, then I'm flying to... China. Then I'll get to LA at some point.
I should have thought of Sydney, but my mind went to, what is the closest place to America?
Perth. Even though, well, technically you're going that way.
I know, but yeah, shut up.
Yes, I'm flying via Darwin, which actually probably would make more sense. Adelaide?
I just like
that. Anyway, flight talk. Thanks for joining us. So... The minimum wage is kind of... It's an interesting kind of situation. We have a minimum wage in this country, but it's probably the most ridiculous, complicated system that anyone could ever imagine.
Mm.
Because there's different minimum wages for different industries and that sort of thing. So it depends on what industry you work in is what sort of minimum wage you get.
Yeah. I think we have a pretty reasonable... minimum wage here, though.
A country, though, that has been fighting the long fight for not only equal pay, which this comes a part of that. Trust me, I'll work it in somehow. Like I do. And just minimum wage. A works pay for a works play. No, that's not how the saying goes. How does the saying go? A works pay for a fair day.
They have
absolutely no idea.
Yeah, no.
They're gonna be like, what is this
to weirdo? Google.
What's this weirdo on about? But there are 14 states that will raise their minimum wage on New Year's Day. Just in time for the new year, 14 states out of the lower 50. Actually, no, this includes all 52.
Really?
Yes, because Hawaii is raising their rates.
This is 14. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hawaii
is raising their rates, so 14 out of 52 will be raising their...
Fair day's wage for a fair day's work.
That's the one. Fair day's play.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Thank you, Wikipedia. So 14 states have bumped their minimum wage, while certain cities and countries will introduce proposals to raise the wages as high as $15 an hour.
That was counties, by the way.
That was counties. And countries.
Yes.
Hey, countries will raise their minimum wage rates too. Domino effect! Yay. Counties will also raise their rates to above $15 an hour. It should be noted that the federal minimum wage sits at $7.25 an hour. I was about to read that as per month. It is in some countries still, sadly. The hikes can be as small as a five cent bump in South Dakota, while states adding a whole dollar to their minimum wage, which I joke, but you know, it's quite substantial, a whole dollar per hour. It adds up.
I mean, that's like 15% if you're already only being paid $7.25.
That's true. Wow, look at you with maths. Can I keep you around just so you can do all my maths?
Sure.
On the show? Okay. There you go. California and Massachusetts will become the first states to reach a minimum wage of $10. The highest in the country. See, that word's country. The Huffington Post reports. That is country. You can send the country. So here are the participating states. Alaska with $9.75. Arkansas, that was an eye
roll. I know how to pronounce it.
That was an eye roll today.
But I'm glad I didn't have to.
You're welcome. With $8, Colorado with $8.31, Connecticut with $9.60, Hawaii with $8.50, Michigan also on $8.50, Nebraska on $9, New York $9, Rhode Island with $9.60, South Dakota with $8.55, Vermont to $9.60, and West Virginia with $8.75.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. This is both good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a fan of that saying that I don't know. What was it again?
Sorry?
What was the saying again?
A fair day's wage for a fair day's work, I think it is.
Something like that as well. Like, I mean, and I understand that it's probably a good thing for the economy. People have more disposable income.
Mm.
However, if taking economics twice taught me anything, the whole supply and demand kind of economics 101 takes play a little bit. Because once the demand for a certain thing goes up, the supply goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So people would then have to make more, but then they'd have to pay people more to make that particular product. Therefore, your labor costs would be more expensive. Therefore, the price of that product would be more expensive, which then would artificially drive the demand for that product down.
So, and I think in addition, what we'll probably be looking at here is, what Americans will probably be looking at here is some job loss as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's pretty...
To try and keep that demand at its current current form. Absolutely.
It's like, oh, we have to pay you more. How about we just don't pay you anything at all?
How about we just fire you? That would be good. But that's the thing though. Major companies in this country still hire people, even though we have astronomical pay rates for some of our employees, even at the basic level. If you think about it like that, because myself, I get paid over $20 an hour. I won't disclose live on the air. I can tell you in the ad break if you want.
Okay.
I probably don't really care. But it's over $20 an hour. Now, they still hire people at that rate as well, because they're not afraid, you know, to keep hiring people. And when we had a pay increase recently, no one lost their jobs. However, the price of goods went up naturally.
Yeah.
So, which saw a downtick in sales. So, you either have to, you know, you're doomed if you do and you're doomed if you don't. But some of these people, they do put in a fair amount of work. I mean, if we're talking low-level employees, we're talking about laborers and that sort of thing as well.
Yep.
Should they get paid $15 an hour? Monkeys at McDonald's. Should they get... Sorry, I used to work at McDonald's. You didn't used to work at McDonald's, did you?
Red Rooster.
That's different, though. They're more of a high-end, fancy restaurant. Hang on, can I turn the microphone for the live studio audience on as well? I think I have permission. They're applauding me. They're applauding my statement. There's nothing wrong with my statement. Now, but you know, you get what I mean.
Yes.
You have a lot more duties at a place like Red Rooster, though.
Not really.
Well, you're not flipping burgers the entire shift, though.
No, you just chuck them in the fryer at some point and then put them back in the bain-marie for 3 hours.
This is true. Fast foods.
It's delicious.
Rooster is delicious, though. I've had...
It's just you don't know what goes into it.
Oh, I do know what goes into it, though, because I've had to go into the back rooms of fast food restaurants before, because delivering bread around the place, delivering bread rolls, and oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But you know what I mean? Like, someone who has a low-level skill set at that, you know, high school dropout, assumably... No, I'm not saying that everyone is a high school dropout who works there. I'm just saying that what if, should we, hypothetical question, should we pay high, if we're talking about a particular employee, you like how I'm backpedaling? If we're talking about a high school dropout at a cheap, because Red Rooster is not that cheap in comparison to other fast food restaurants.
Fast food isn't really cheap these days anyway.
No, that's true. But again, that's our supply and demand thing kicking in, because we're paying more for our employees. But should we pay burger flippers? You think of America as well. Should they be paying their high school dropout burger flippers $15 an hour? Assuming everything is equal.
I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, but I guess I don't have a very strong opinion. I'm straight up Switzerland in here, because I don't know. I haven't studied economics.
Well, okay, so that's the thing, though. I think it's important to think of that, because it's like, well, how can they get paid $15 an hour, yet another person who's doing, you know... risking their lives with electrical power tools every single day is getting paid the same amount. It's not really even. Minimum wage debate, it continues. So, and don't even get me started on equal.
That does make sense, I guess.
That's true. It's just, it's interesting to think about. But, don't even get me started on equal pay. But anyway, because we kind of have to take a break.
Yeah.
We have to take the break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Men will still get paid more no matter what anyone will think.
I don't know. I'm not getting paid for this, so...
That was... Neither am I. As we continue here on Generic Live Show. Did you get an unwanted gift this season?
Yeah. Don't...
Hopefully it's not the Star Wars bag. I like that Star Wars bag.
Oh, it's really cute.
You can re-gift that to me. You say that now, but what if I get it back for Christmas next year?
I'm saving it now.
You have to. It's on audio, so you have to. But some people got like socks and jocks. What do you do with socks and jocks?
Wear them.
But what if you don't want them?
Op shops.
We'll give you all of the tips to get rid of those unwanted presents. As we continue here on GLS, it's 10:51.
Burn them.
This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on a Saturday here on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell, Chris Lemon, friend of mine, friend of yours. Unless you want to be their friend first.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy Kwanzaa. I keep saying that. Why do I keep saying that?
I have no idea. I'm too busy enjoying this ridiculously good music.
Thank you to Rush Coil for providing music for the show today. I should have mentioned that at the beginning, but didn't. So thank you. And their 8-bit Christmas album is amazing.
I wish I'd known about it at Christmas.
We have a live studio audience. We want to hear from the live studio audience again. It's great when we cross to these guys. How did a bird get in here?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
it's strange. Although it's trapped in the fan.
Oh no. Obviously, the crowd loved the bird getting trapped in the fan. That's really...
clearly not American.
That's really a shame. So, Christmas is a time for gift giving.
And it's definitely a time for gift receiving.
Yeah, but sometimes... well, I only say that and I'm only laughing because we know a mutual friend that doesn't like not giving and giving in gifts. You forgot about that, didn't you?
Oh...
Anyway, they won't hear this, but anyway, I like that. Love you, man. Don't take it to heart, but seriously.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, yes, it is definitely a time for receiving gifts. But what... you know, what if you don't want those gifts? What do you do, apart from burn them?
That's difficult.
Have you had a gift that you not wanted before?
I don't know. Someone bought me something this year.
Jesus. I know where this is going to.
It's a full pack of Pokemon DVDs.
Uh-huh.
It's
go on. I might know the person who...
Well, I think you might.
Yeah.
It's a bargain bin full pack of Pokemon DVDs, each of which like 4 episodes of a specific Pokemon.
They're 4 Pokemon spin-off series DVDs. We're not doing a live giveaway on the show, are we?
I have it right here.
Alright.
I didn't know Wobbuffet was that popular.
Can I spoil that for you?
Yes.
He's not. I hate to spoil it for you. But, anyway, don't even go there. Anyway...
This is actually a pretty decent gift, though, because next year, I can give it away to 4 different people.
Exactly. You're welcome.
It's very fiscally responsible of me.
Exactly. And you can kind of tailor the gift as well to kind of the person who...
No, you're right.
Exactly. You know, who likes Pikachu, who likes... Yeah. Well, no one likes...
the other ones.
No one likes the other ones, anyway. That's the other color.
Does anyone even really like Pikachu?
Pikachu's okay.
There's actually a really interesting thing if you look online. Pikachu's really lost weight over the years.
Really?
The original Pikachu was quite chubby, and now it's quite skinny. It used to be a lot cuter.
Is that because of the whole obesity crisis?
I have no idea.
Please tell me it's not.
Gradually just...
So please tell me Ash is going to get beyond his 10th birthday at some point.
I have no idea. He's the oldest 10-year-old in the world.
He is the oldest 10-year-old. That was an article online the other day that, you know, how old Ash would actually be.
A solid in his 20s at least.
At 30s. At least 30. When did the first Pokemon game came out? It came out like early 90s, I want to say.
Early 90s, possibly late 80s.
Possibly.
I think definitely early 90s.
Definitely in the 90s. So if he was 10 in the 90s, it's probably 30. Mm. 30 or 40 now. Oh, the things you think about at Christmas time. But I did get an unwanted gift once. And I didn't re-gift it. I gave it to a charity. I hated it that much.
Wow.
Unfortunately, one gift that was a part of the gift package. That sounds so strange. I don't think of it like that. The gift selection, if you will, was that they went and took me to the Hobbit movie, which I couldn't give that to charity, even if I tried. So we continue here on GLS. While Chris is looking up the fact that how old Ash is.
Approximately 13 years old, or 15 years old, based on in-universe time.
True. Thank you for joining us on GLS as we continue Star Wars. As
yes.
Nothing says Christmas like lightsaber battles.
The Force has awoken.
As we continue, it's 11 o'clock.